Apologetics with an X, where were you in 82? We're going to share some memories from that era as we begin another week of parodied treasured hits from the band that does it the best. And I have that lead singer lyricist, Jay, with me from our fab band, Apologetics.
Jerry, I see what you did there. I just read a book called The Kings of Hollywood featuring the stories of the intertwining stories of Francis Ford Coppola, Steven Spielberg, and George Lucas, and it talks about George Lucas and American Graffiti, and I know the tagline was, "Where were you in 62?" So very sly and slick what you did there. That's very great. Well, where was I in 82? Well, kind of like where George Lucas was apparently in 62. I was about to graduate high school, and so the big year, about to start college also. So, yeah, it was a big year for me. I'm sure some of our listeners probably are some of our older listeners can identify with me. Anyway, 1982, wonderful year in my life. First year I made my debut in a real rock band on stage, and so it was a pivotal year in my life. Wonderful year. And we started today with the first two number one songs of 1962. Now, one of them was also the last number one song of 1981 because it was number one for 10 weeks overall, and that was Olivia Newton-John's Physical, and we spoofed that as Quizzical. It's Delilah trying to learn the secret of Samson's strength. And right behind Olivia Newton-John the whole time was a group called Foreigner at number two with Waiting for a Girl Like You, which is kind of ironic because they were waiting for that girl to leave the number one spot. And just when she finally did, they were bypassed by a group called Daryl Hall and John Oates. And they did a song called I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. And our parody is called I Can't Grow From That, Nor Can You. So we started today, which is an all 1982 set, with the first two songs of 1982.
And what's up next, Jay?
Oh, funny you should ask, Jerry. I'm so glad you asked. We have all songs from our brand new CD, Apologetics 82. The first two songs were songs we've released in the past. These next 12 that we're going to do today are all from the brand new CD, Apologetics 82, which is our 82nd CD. They're all songs from 1982. And they're presented in chronological order of when they peaked on the charts, not peak like peekaboo, peak when they hit their top position. And the first one is a number five hit from Rod Stewart called Young Turks. Our parody is called John Mark. It's a story of the guy who wrote the Gospel According to Mark, John Mark. Then we have a song that went number two for 6 weeks. It was my prom theme in 1982, Journey, Open Arms, redone as Open Up. And it's Christ, Jesus Christ, talking to the church in Laodicea and talking to people today who are still lukewarm towards him, still haven't let him in. And finally, in this set, we have Jay Giles' band with their song Freeze Frame, which went to number four. This parody is called He's Framed, and it's about Joseph and Potiphar's wife.
Thank you. trying to guide you. You're in the dark, feeling you're smartly refined. Awfully indifferent, yourself secure, proud but hard up and so blind. You've trailed off in fervor and drifted from God. Yet here I am right outside. So now I come to you. Please open up, knocking tonight.
We love our listeners here at Apologetics with an X, and I know Jay would love to connect with you. Do share, my friend, how our listeners can get frequent updates from your band, Apologetics.
All you got to do is remember to how to spell the name. Remember the name of this show, which is Apologetics with an X. If you remember that, it unlocks everything. You just go to apologetics.com or go to our Facebook page, Apologetics. Make sure you spell it with an X, like the name of the show. And if you go to our newsletter, you can, or our website, you can sign up for our newsletter and you'll get weekly updates. We send out a bulletin usually on Monday or Tuesday, and we send out a newsletter usually on Friday or Saturday. So you can get updates there. Speaking of updates, we're going to update our programming here. The next three songs on the Apologetics 82 CD is a song called 65 Others There. It's talking about the book of Genesis and the 65 other books in the Bible. It's a parody of 65 Love Affair by Paul Davis, a top five hit for him and a number two adult contemporary hit for him. Then we have Plant a Seed, a parody of Fantasy by Canadian rocker Aldo Nova. That was a top 25 hit for him. Also went to number three on the rock chart. And then we have Soul Reviver, a parody of Soul Survivor from Asia. They had a huge self-titled number one album that year, their debut album. It's a super group, of course, four guys who are well-known from other groups. Anyway, their big hit was Heat of the Moment, which we've spoofed in the past, but Soul Survivor also went to the top 10 on the rock charts, although it was never released as a pop single. And like I said, this song's called Soul Reviver.
I won't start off doing things that please God. You say you want him, you want in, you want truth.
suggest you plant a seed and you give a friend a free life. Crisis blesses, plant a seed. Can you give a friend a free life?
Now go, now go.
Thank you.
Apologetics with an X, and I'm sure everybody here would like to get their hands on your latest album, Apologetics 82. So without further ado, Jay, enlighten us on how you might get a hold of, once again, another great gem.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, if they just go to the website, apologetics.com, that's the best way to get it. You can order it there. You can get it just as a download if you prefer, or you can get it as a CD. You can order it as a CD. So, yeah, we'd love for you to do that there. And you'll get great hits like this. We have a top 10 hit by 38 Special called Caught Up in You, which was also a number one rock song. And our parody is called Shut Off the News. And then we have another top 10 hit, actually a number two pop hit by John Mellencamp, originally known as John Cougar back then. And this song also went number one on the rock charts. It was called Hurts So Good. This one's called Works for Good. This is not implying that we do good works. This is implying that everything that we, God causes all things to work for good. Romans 8:28. And finally, to close out this particular set, we have a number one adult contemporary hit by Air Supply. They had a lot of those. This was a number five pop hit called Even the Nights Are Better. Ours is called Even the Nice Are Debtors. Debtors.
Shut up the news. Control me, but now that I'm
Jerry Q with Memories of 82 as shared by Apologetics 2. Don't forget you can hear this episode again or any others from the past year. They're already archived just for you at our flagship station online, Angel95FM.com. That's Angel95FM.com. Binge listen to Memories from other years as well.
That's right. And we hope you like this CD. If you're looking for this CD on our website, just look for the one that's got the floppy disk on the front, because personal computers really hit their stride in 1982. But like I said, it's got a floppy disk on the front, but hopefully this disk won't be a flop. We're going to close today with three more songs. First, we have Hard to Pray, I'm Sorry. It's a parody of the number one hit, Hard to Say I'm Sorry by Chicago. The next one is a parody of Alan Parsons Project, a number three pop hit for them, their biggest hit, Eye in the Sky. This is called The All-Important Prospect. It's Simon Peter talking about coming to the conclusion that the person he's been following is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Dwell in Christ's glory. said. Against us before, but I ain't doubting him anymore. Folks ask me just how I know, my heart and my soul got to thinking. He'll say words they're gonna reject. Don't fret, but why the rush to their accusations before, but I have got some faith in the Lord. No leaving, though some men were spies, the humble and wise ones receiving. I have been eyeing the sky, looking at clues. I can see the signs. My man's a breaker of rules. Really, it's cool. And I don't need to see anymore to know that Christ can heal the blind. Christ can free your mind. Christ completes the signs. Christ could be divine. Though we all salute. Find another who's like the Lord. So I am gonna live as a core believer. Simon, don't lie. And now the Messiah calls me Peter. I have been eyeing the sky, looking at clues. I can see the signs.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.